The Subcommittee on Environment is chaired by Republican Representative John Shimkus of Illinois. It's part of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, which is charged with matters that include consumer protection, food and drug safety, public health, and the environment. On her trip up I-95 toward Washington, Emily Donovan of Brunswick County tells WHQR this may be a turning point.
Especially for these types of chemicals, the PFAS as a class of chemicals has been largely unstudied. And to have this type of national exposure, and what we're seeing is it really does sound like at the national level, there's bipartisan support for this, which was surprising because here in North Carolina, the landscape that we learned early on is that this issue for some reason was very divisive.
Other speakers include representatives of the EPA, the Natural Resources Defense Council, the states of Michigan, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania, and the Department of Defense. Donovan plans to lay out all the issues out there for the members of Congress.
Our focus is really going to be on kind of the human toll that our exposure has taken. I didn't have to go far to find friends in my inner circle that are suffering from some pretty rare non-genetic cancers. And I'm just going to remind Congress that this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with some people who really don't have a lot of time on their hands.
The hearing starts at 10 a.m. Thursday. A Senate committee takes up this issue on September 26th. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.